Unit 1. Listening for Appearance. Page 4. Exercise A. Listen to the telephone conversation between a counsellor and her new receptionist and write the correct names in the spaces provided. You have 30 seconds to study the picture.
Hi, Tony. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm going to be late for the counselling session. Has anyone else arrived?
Yes, there are 4 people waiting outside, Maddie. 2 boys and 2 girls. I didn't want to let them in until you got here. One of the girls is tall and slim, and she has a long ponytail.
Tall and slim, with a ponytail. Is she wearing her school uniform?
School uniform, yes. And she's got a nice handbag and is wearing a lot of makeup and loads of jewellery. I'm surprised that she's allowed to wear makeup and jewellery at school.
Well, that's one of the reasons she's here. That's Anna. She's always in trouble for breaking the school rules. I'm trying to help her break that habit. As well as Anna, who else is out there?
There's another girl. This one has glasses, and she's short and thin. She has short hair and is wearing casual clothes with a backpack.
Short and thin with short hair? That sounds like Jane. You said casual clothes. Is she wearing ripped jeans with a t-shirt?
Yes, and a backpack.
Okay. That's definitely Jane. Who else?
Well, there's a boy with very short, spiky hair.
Okay. Both of the boys I'm seeing today have short, spiky hair. What's he wearing?
A sleeveless top, long shorts, and flip-flops.
A sleeveless top, long shorts, and flip-flops? That sounds like Ken. Does he have headphones on?
Yes, he's got some pretty cool headphones.
Right, that's Ken. And the other boy, is he kind of stocky?
Yes, I'd say he's stocky. He has glasses and a tight checkered shirt.
Right, yes, that's got to be Paul. Paul loves his checkered shirts. He told me he wants contact lenses instead of glasses. But his mum can't afford them.
Oh, poor Paul.